With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israeli warplanes blasting areas even deeper into Gaza.
The Israeli military's offensive against Hamas in Gaza continues with full force, despite growing pressure for more to be done to minimize civilian casualties. In the south, Israeli forces carried out more attacks on Khan Yunis, with fighting happening house to house.
That is BBC correspondent Hugo Bachega. In the meantime, former Missouri Republican Senator Jim Talent says President Biden should be much more vocal in his support for the Israelis.
What the Israelis need more than anything else is our support for their narrative, for their explanation of why they're doing what they're doing. They don't need our tactical advice. They don't need our troops, by the way.
Talent was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. Also, at SRNnews.com, President Biden in Las Vegas yesterday promoting high-speed rail projects, and the president's poll numbers, well, they're still on a losing streak.
The president assumed a promises-kept posture after this past week's announcement of a grant from the recent infrastructure law.
It means jobs, union jobs, 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 jobs.
The federal contribution of $3 billion is $9 billion shy of the project's overall estimate. Even so, Mr. Biden took the opportunity to chide his predecessor.
Trump just talks the talk. We walk the walk.
Meanwhile, Friday's RealClearPolitics.com average of Mr. Biden's job approval has him at only 40%, with a disapproval of 56%, trailing Donald Trump by 4 percentage points at a similar point in their first terms. George Williams reporting.
Elsewhere, Republican presidential candidates crossing paths again today in Iowa. That little trip comes just a few days after their latest debate in Alabama. This is SRN News. Now, gay marriage is gaining acceptance in parts of Asia.
The region is generally considered to be socially conservative and has been for centuries. But according to a poll from the Pew Research Center, nearly 70% of the people in Japan now believe that homosexuals should be allowed to legally wed. 65% of people in Vietnam feel the same way, as do about 60% of those in Hong Kong. India is split on the issue, while strong majorities in Indonesia and Malaysia oppose gay marriage. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Islamic police in Nigeria preventing some young people from going to church. International Christian Concern reports local Muslim leaders have decided to enforce Sharia law on Christians in their neighborhoods. Last month, Islamic police caught five young girls heading for a church in Kano State and prevented the young ladies from attending. This is SRN News. Officials say as schools in America take on the student mental health care crisis, the use of telehealth therapy for students has begun to climb.
Video counseling at school was never an option before the pandemic. However, an analysis by the Associated Press has found the service is now so prevalent, it exists in 16 of the 20 largest school districts to reach millions of students. The rapid rise reflects the pressure schools face to address the crisis amid a shortage of counselors, leading to the use of federal pandemic relief money on teletherapy.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Now, the approach has been so lucrative that venture capitalists are funding a new crop of school teletherapy companies. Experts are warning, however, of potential risk as the business of youth mental health becomes a booming industry. More details at SRNnews.com.